Now verse 4, and as they went through the cities, they delivered them the decrees for to keep that were ordained to the apostles and elders which were at Jerusalem. And so were the churches established in the faith and increased in number daily. Now notice Paul has another tremendous ministry in the Galatian country. Not only having visited the churches that were formed the first time, multitudes in other places now turn to Christ, and other churches are formed. And these were the Galatian churches. And we're told here in verse 5, so were the churches established in the faith and increased in number daily. Now he continues on. Verse 6, now when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia. Now Galatia includes all this area, and I'm of the opinion Paul moved into the northern part at this particular point. But they were forbidden of the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. Now the province of Asia is down south where Ephesus is. In fact, Ephesus was the chief city of the province of Asia. Now it would look as if what Paul intended to do, that he was making a circuit through Asia Minor, which was heavily populated in that day, and it was really the center of Greek culture, and a great commercial area, great political area, a great educational area. And Paul apparently intended, having gone through the Galatian country and Phrygia, it looks as if he intended to go down in the province of Asia and just make a circuit, probably, and go back to Antioch and report again. But the Spirit of God had something else in mind, and we're told that the Holy Spirit forbade him to preach the word down in Asia. That's amazing, isn't it? Paul wanted to go there. And the Spirit of God wants the Word of God given out, but this is not the place for Paul at this time. So Paul naturally thinks if he can't go south, he's to go north. And Bithynia was in the north along the Black Sea, and there was a very heavy concentration of Hebrews in that area. And it was a big population there. That section, of course, is in Turkey today. Now, we are told, after they were come to Mysia, they essayed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. Now, they're forbidden of the Spirit to go south into the province of Asia. The Spirit of God forbids them to go north into Bithynia. He's come from the east. Where is he going? Not but one direction to go, and that's to go west. You see, it was not Horace Greeley of the New York Sun who first said, go west, young man, go west. It was the Spirit of God speaking to the Apostle Paul. So he just keeps moving west, and he comes to Troas. But he stops there because you'd have to take ship if you continued to go from then on. And Paul couldn't imagine where he was to go from here. Now, what happens? Well, I think if you'd met Paul in this delay that he had in the city of Troas, and you'd have asked him, well, Brother Paul, where are you going? I think he'd have said, I don't know. And you and I'm sure, as good fundamentalists, we would have said, now, Brother Paul, you do not mean that the great apostle to the Gentiles does not know where he's going next. Sure, you know the will of God for your life. And I'm sure we could have given him quite a nice little talk on the will of God for his life and how to find out the will of God. My, I've read so many books on that. Just too bad Paul didn't have one of those books there at the time. But he didn't know. And why? Because the Spirit of God is leading him, friends, and he's waiting. And it's going to take a mighty movement to get him out of Asia over into Europe, but that's what's going to happen.